Well, welcome onto the call, the head coach at Monmouth, Kevin Callahan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Hope you are as well. Season underway on Saturday night as you guys head to FAU. I know last season was a tough one, not the record you used to at Monmouth with a lot of tight losses. How motivated are your guys to get started in 2023?
Well, I can say that our guys are highly motivated. You know, coming off, as you said, last year, I think that left a bad taste in everybody's mouth. No one was satisfied or happy with the final result and the record last year. And so we've really put together, I think, an outstanding winter, spring. We had 85 guys here this summer who worked extremely hard, and we've had a very productive training camp. So, you know, as we get into game week now, I think our guys are ready to go. And as I said, they're highly motivated and focused on going out and winning ball games.
First question this morning from Steve Ellison. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Rob. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
Obviously you guys have faced FBS teams before. What are the expectations, and what do you tell your players in terms of expectations going into a game like this against an FBS team?
Which is fine.
Well, we want to go out and play the very best football that we possibly can, the best football that we're capable of. As I said, we've had a tremendous offseason, spring, summer, and a very productive training camp. And I think our guys are ready to go. And it really doesn't matter who the opponent is in week one. You want to make sure that your performance is indicative of all the preparation that you've put in since the last time we played, which was back in last November. And I think our guys will do that. If we go out and play well, I mean, I think we'll like what happens.
And just trying to prepare for a team that has so many new faces, so many transfers, what has that been like, and how difficult has that been?
Well, as you alluded to, Steve, there's a lot of unknowns. I mean, first of all, it's a brand new coaching staff. We don't really have a great bead on what we're going to see schematically. We have relied on other places that their entire staff has been. Whether it's been, you know, Ohio State, Houston, Texas, Chicago Bears, Central Michigan, wherever they've all come from, Auburn, they've all come together, and they're going to have new schemes in place. They're going to have a game plan in place for us because we do have a holdover from a coaching staff. So that's going to be all new to us. And as you said, they've got an awful lot of talented players, not only the guys that we know are returning from last year, but they've added 40-some transfers to the roster. We just got the two deep yesterday. So we kind of got an idea of who's going to play where. But again, there's a lot of unknowns. And I think that's true of any first game. You go into the first game, and even if it's an opponent you're familiar with, you have an idea what you might see, but you're never really sure. So consequently, you have to go into a game. You have to be extremely flexible. You have to be able to adapt, and you have to have enough in on your offense and on your defense so that you can make adjustments and have things to go to when necessary.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Kevin, let's talk about your team a little bit, and let's start on the offensive side of the ball. New starter at quarterback. Talk about him a little bit and what made him your choice.
Marquez McCray will be our starting quarterback. He's a grad student, so he started for 3 years at his previous school and was extremely productive. And what he brings to our offense is a sense of maturity and a high level of experience. He's been in tight games before. He's been successful in tight games. He understands what he has to do to manage the offense. He understands what he has to do himself to make sure that we're productive. But it's not as though we're putting it all on his shoulders by any stretch of the imagination. I think the rest of our offense has really good balance to it. And I think, you know, Marquez will utilize the tools, the weapons that he has on the offensive side in order to make our offense productive.
Yeah, let's start with the guy behind him in Jaden Sheridan, who, when we were talking a year ago, he was one of just several backs that you had and certainly had a breakout season leading the nation in rushing. What has he worked on in the offseason, and how do you adjust things, or do you adjust things when you know that he's kind of number one on everybody's game plan?
Well, there's no question with the year that Jaden had in 2022, there's no question that he is going to be the target for any defense that we play against this year. And Jaden understands that as well. I think probably the biggest thing that he did to improve himself this winter, this spring, was he added about 10, 12 pounds of muscle. He's thicker than he was a year ago. He hasn't relinquished any of that speed and that explosiveness that he showed last year, but he's just bigger and stronger. And I think that's going to make him more durable. That's going to make him a little more difficult to bring down. And, you know, as you know, we're going to use Jaden in a number of different ways, any way that we possibly can.
He also have a lot of experience and talent at those wide receiver positions, which should make life easier on Marquez as well.
It will. You know, we've got Dimer coming back, Dimer Miller, the one receiver who had an excellent season last year. You've got Asante Kearney, which is, gives us a little bit bigger body at one of the outside receivers spots. And then you've got Andre Tucker, a guy who is also a fifth-year senior, played quite a bit last year. And he's ready to assume a starting position in our three wide receiver sets right now. So the combination of experience at quarterback, experience and explosiveness at running back, and a group of receivers that have played a lot of football for us, I like where we are in the skill positions.
But switch to the other side. Defense is obviously an area that needs to be better than they were a year ago, but you were banged up, got some guys back. Talk to me a little bit about how you feel about the defensive side of the ball.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm very hopeful on the defense. I like what I've seen so far. We were able to get guys a lot of experience last year. A lot of them played as young guys, and hopefully that experience pays off for us this year. But in addition to that, I think there's a total of 8 starters that returned from last year's unit. And we've been able to make some additions, some graduate students that have come in, and I think will impact our team right away. You know, at the linebacker position, we got Jake Brown, who's coming in as a graduate student, 6'1", 230, gives us a bigger body in the inside linebacker position. In the front line, we have Nick White, younger brother of Reggie White, who used to play receiver for us, who's come in and playing the defensive line as a graduate student. Antonio Colclaw is another guy coming in as a graduate student in the defensive line. So I think we've helped ourselves in the front 7 tremendously. And then on the back end, we've got 5 guys who played a lot of football last year. You know, Eddie Morales is the leader back there. He missed the last 5 games of 2022 with an injury, but now he's back. He's healthy. And all the other guys in the secondary do return. So, you know, with Tyrese Wright and Mike Reed and all the other guys. So I think we're in good shape on the back end, and we're greatly improved in the front 7.
You talked a little bit about the unknown with Coach Herman at FAU. Just break them down a little bit to the best you can with the guys that they have, you know, some of the challenges that they present.
Well, the guys that, you know, we think we're going to see on the offensive side, 80% of their production from last year returns. And they were in a lot of close games. They were in a lot of high scoring games. You know, they've got an excellent running back in Larry McCammon, who was their leading rusher a year ago. He had something like just under 1,000 yards. He's a first team all AAC selection this year. You've got a first team wide receiver coming back who's dynamic with the ball in his hands. He has the ability to get open. He can really stretch the field. And that's a Wester. He's a very, very good player. And I think they're going to be formidable up front. They've got excellent size, or at least what they have shown in the 2 deep. They're going to be bigger than we are. They've got a really good back. They've got a quarterback who played with Coach Herman at Texas, then went and started in Nebraska, and now he's at Florida Atlantic. So he's a guy who's played a lot of football on a high level as well. So their skill positions are really stacked, and they've got a big offensive line with 3 of the 5 guys returned from last year.
When you play these FBS games, and you've played them in your past, especially when you play them in the opener, what's sort of the mentality? Everybody's trying to win those games. We had it in the CA as one of them in the past, but just talk about what the message will be to your team.
Well, we want to go out and play the best football that we possibly can. We want to put our best foot forward in everything that we do and show that our preseason practice here in the month of August has been productive, and we've become a better football team because of that. I think we'll be better than where we were last year in 2022, at least every indication from spring practice, the way our guys worked in the summer and so far through the preseason. I think we'll be a much improved football team.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Florida, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Take care.